Welcome to Digital Diaries, a podcast series released by internet security company AVG Technologies. This stage is called Digital Maturity, and it focuses on children ages 10 to 13 years old. I'm Rona Renner. I'm the host of Childhood Matters radio show, and joining me in studio is Jason Brand, a family therapist, an expert on kids, families, and technology.
Hey, Rona. Today, we're going to talk about internet safety software, and not only the software itself and how you go about sort of, you know, deciding about it, but also how do you have the conversation around it? Because what I hear from families is that it's so important not only to make a decision if you use it or not, but how do you talk about it with your kids so that the guidelines and the limits and the rules are clear?
You know, that's important because setting limits is really confusing for families right now. Mm-hmm. There is so much going on with kids using their mobile phones to access social networks, with kids having computers in their rooms like we talked about, kids on Facebook. Parents aren't sure how to set limits, but they're also not sure, like you said, where to even begin. So where do we begin?
Well, I think, you know, it begins with an assessment period of what is my family actually using, because there's so much anxiety in families about these new technologies and how quickly they've come into our lives. And so what are your kids actually using? And that any good assessment period really takes into account your child's age and their level of development. And so what I would urge parents to do is, before you install anything, just look at, what do we actually need? What are the things that my kids are using? And start from that place.
And talk about what's exciting about what they're using and not just the things you're afraid of. Because if we go from a fear-based place, we set a tone that is more likely to cause distance between us than connection.
Exactly. And once you've kind of plugged in with your kids and you've gotten their enthusiasm, you've got what they're actually using, maybe you've talked to some friends, some neighbors, you know, people at school about what the different, you know, kind of what else is going on in the community. Once you've got that piece in place, then you can start to think, okay, do my kids understand the basic safety considerations? You know, that, and there are some differences about being online, you know, that things move faster, that who you say isn't necessarily who you are. These kind of things, you know, that everything, that things are permanent, that we have this long digital footprint, all these things. So we got to talk about basic internet safety with our kids.
And some parents aren't sure how to do that, again, because we're really new at this, a lot of us parents or grandparents. So there is a safety quiz to get some help. You can go to safekids.com/quiz, and it might help you know which kinds of questions to bring
up. Right. And that's what I find, is that parents just need the starting places to get these things going, and it goes a far way. And then from there, you know, I think it is, if you make the choice, am I going to use internet safety software or not, then it's time to choose the tool. And, you know, these things, there are so many different products out there, and the thing to do is to choose one that fits with your family's values and that you feel comfortable and that you know how to use and that you know how to adjust when you need to adjust it.
And I think if there are two parents at home, you want to be on the same page. So then you want to present it to your kids and present it as also an open conversation so that you could hear what they have to say. If there's a lot of strong objection, you could always say, well, let's give this some thought.
Yeah.
You don't have to make that decision right there and then. But I think it's also important to have those agreements in writing.
Definitely.
I know that I did that a lot with my kids growing up when they were starting to drive and doing other things. We would post the agreement. We would shake hands on it and really make it so that we're going to stick to this to the best of our ability, right?
Right. And like we've been talking about, 11, 13 is the new 16. And so we have to get the rules of the road down. And that a lot of that's going to be happening in writing and with a handshake. And then, you know, I think the final piece in terms, once you've chosen the tool, once you've had the conversations, is to keep up to date and stay engaged. I hear from so many families, you know, he was doing a research project and then all of a sudden, you know, he needed more flexibility, and then we stopped using the internet safety software, or it became outdated because we didn't do the updates. You got to stay engaged. And not only do you have to stay engaged with the software, it's the same thing. You got to stay engaged with your kids and keep up with it. Whatever's changing in their lives, then their, you know, the freedoms and restrictions that they have should change along with that.
And we know, parents, that you're busy, but this is very important. You have preteens right now, and they will be teenagers soon. This is the time to really focus on what you can do as a family to make sure that everyone is safe. So your attitude and ability to communicate respectfully will impact the experience that your whole family has using the internet, using different computer programs, even through games, because you were saying earlier that games are another way that kids connect with each other.
Exactly, exactly. And this is the place, this is where these conversations are going to happen, because this is where so much freedom is happening in kids' lives right now. And the great thing about this is that if you can go about this in a thoughtful way, it can be a blueprint for how you have other conversations about the balance between restrictions and freedoms.
Jason Brad, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research and providing valuable services and information to families. To learn more about family safety, go to avg.com/avg-family-safety.